When Democrats took control of the House in November's elections, a New York woman in her 20s quickly became a key voice in the party. But what do voters in the 14th House District think? A new Siena College poll out this week aims to answer that question. Since her January arrival in Washington, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has turned D.C. on its head with her personality and her embrace of social media, where constituents, fans, and followers know her as AOC. She recently live-streamed on Instagram, unboxing and assembling furniture at her new D.C. apartment.
Today is April something, and I still don't own a chair.
Don Levy is director of Siena College Research Institute.
We took a look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and how she fares in relative to public opinion in her district. In the 14th Congressional District of New York, voters view her favorably. A majority, 52%, have a favorable view towards Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in fact, that view goes up to 65% amongst Democrats. And when you compare her to other politicians, the president, the governor, the mayor, she actually has the best net favorability of any of these high-profile politicians in her district.
25% of 607 voters polled by Siena describe themselves as a Democratic socialist, while 70% prefer describing themselves in some other way.
Democrats a little bit more inclined, one-third of Democrats, 44% of people who describe themselves as liberal, slightly more than a third of young voters say that they would describe themselves as a Democratic socialist. But when we ask them about a series of issues, many of the issues that Ocasio-Cortez is championing, there we see overwhelming support in her district. Free tuition to public universities, banning assault weapons, Medicare for all, federal guarantee of a job that pays a living wage. Well over 70% of voters in her district and over 80% of Democrats are with her on those.
On top of that, the Siena poll finds 48% of all voters and 61% of Democrats would vote to re-elect Ocasio-Cortez in 2020. But when it comes to her signature piece of legislation, the Green New Deal,
only 41% are in favor, 20% opposed. So we've got nearly 40% of voters in her district who say, right now, I simply don't know enough about it in order to say.
Levy adds the district breaks with Ocasio-Cortez on the Amazon deal, which would have seen the online retailer build a massive headquarters in Long Island City near the 14th district.
57% of all voters say that they think that Amazon canceling was bad for New York, and 58% say they wish that the governor could be successful in getting Amazon to reconsider and come back. So that's certainly different than AOC's position. One group that stands very closely with AOC on this issue, though, is young voters. Voters 18 to 34 agree at the rate of 49 to 37 that Amazon canceling was good for New York, and a majority of those young voters oppose revisiting the issue.
The poll has a plus or minus 4.3% margin of error. There's a link at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.